Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's a Zach Yelp Show right here on CBS Sports Radio. Let's head out to the hotline right now. Welcome in the head coach of the Utah Utes. They kick off their 2019 football campaign as a top 15 team in the country, and they'll be squaring off Thursday night against BYU. Their head coach is Kyle Whittingham, and he's kind enough to give us a few minutes right now on CBS Sports Radio. Coach, thanks for the time, and how are you?
I'm doing well, Zach. Appreciate you having me on.
Well, we appreciate you coming on. So the first game is BYU. You know them very well, being a football player there in 1981. You were the defensive MVP of the Holiday Bowl and then also got your coaching career started as a graduate assistant. When you have to reflect on your time a little bit at BYU, I know you're no stranger to this matchup. How do you look back at those years?
Oh, I had a great time down there and playing for Lavelle Edwards, and my father, Fred Whittingham, was as good as it gets. I mean, Lavelle was a great man, a great football coach, and my dad was our defense coordinator, my position coach as a linebacker, and to this day, I've never met anybody that had the wealth of knowledge and expertise that he had, and like I said, just had a good experience.
Was that at all difficult to play for your father at all? Was it challenging at times?
It was at times, and that I always felt like he was harder on me than everyone else. You know, kind of feeling sorry for myself, but I'm sure in reality that wasn't the case. But I wouldn't have traded it for anything to be able to have that experience and won a lot of games down there. And then we had the chance to coach together after that, right here at Utah. So we were able to experience both dynamics.
So coaching, as we know, is in the family. As we're talking to Kyle Whittingham, when was the moment that you realized that, hey, you wanted to be a head coach?
Oh, head coach? That's a good question. I know that, I wanted to get into coaching, probably sometime in high school I started thinking along those lines. And then got my first job at a four-year college at Idaho State University way back in, I want to say 1987, and I guess it was a few years after that that I'd become a defensive coordinator, that maybe the next step that I'd like to take on would be the head coaching challenge, and then end of 2004 that opportunity presented itself, and I've been here ever since.
And it's unbelievable because you know how much jobs change in this industry, and you don't usually last that long. A lot of times with coaches, you've been at Utah as a positional coach since 94, the head coach since the end of that 2004 season. But why is Utah the perfect fit for you? Why have you and the program just meshed so well?
Oh, well, first of all, I love the Intermountain area. You know, I was spent a great deal of my upbringing here. I was born in California, but moved up here in eighth grade and have been, pretty much in the Intermountain area ever since, with a few exceptions here and there. But my whole family is here. And I mean, my whole family. There's, my entire family is here in the state. And it's a great place to live. I think Salt Lake City is the best kept secret in the country. You know, I'm an avid skier, and no better place in the world to be an avid skier than right here in Salt Lake. And the University of Utah is a great institution, and it just seems, for me, it just seems to be a good fit. And I just, I'm not a grass is always greener on the other side type of guy, and so I've been, very content here. And very blessed to have been in the same, in the same situation for as many years as I've had, stability for my family and all that. Because you're right, typically in what's been now 25 years, I guess, when you add the assistant coach years and the head coach years together, typically a coach will make a dozen moves in that time frame. And so I've been very fortunate that I've had the opportunity to do this.
When you took the job in 94 as a defensive line coach, I believe, did you ever think that you would still be here in 2019?
Wow, I don't think any coach would ever think that. I mean, particularly in this day and age of coaching, it is, and I got to kick myself and pinch myself to, at times to realize just how fortunate I've been, and that's the only way to describe it, because it's been a great experience, and had a chance to you know, coach a lot of fine young men, you know, coming through the university and make relationships with a lot of assistant coaches and not have to drag my family across the country. So it's been a good situation.
Utah and BYU coming up on Thursday night. That's how the Utah Utes will kick off their 2019 football season. Kyle Whittingham joins us right now on CBS Sports Radio. His team ranked in the top 15 in both the AP and the coaches poll. Let me get to your backfield. I think Zach Moss is an extremely underrated running back, and he should be poised to have another big season. And your quarterback, Tyler Huntley, I'm curious where his growth is at. Speak to your quarterback and your running back.
Well, first of all, starting with Zach Moss, we think he's a tremendous back. I believe personally he's the best back in the Pac-12, and that's saying something because there's some really good backs in this league. And one of the best backs in the country, and we've been blessed for a lot of years here at Utah with very talented running backs. And Zach Moss, you know, if he does what we think he's going to do this season, he'll shatter the all-time rushing record at the University of Utah. He's only 500 and some yards short of that. So that tells you what kind of player he is when you think about the kind of backs that we've had come through here. Tyler Huntley, our senior quarterback, has really worked hard this offseason. He added 20-plus pounds to his frame. He was a little on the light side the last couple of years. I guess that's maybe an understatement. He was way undersized, but he's up 200 pounds now, or playing at 200 pounds now and you know, where he needs to be and has really positioned himself, hopefully, for a fine senior year. And he's one of our leaders. He was voted team captain. And if we're going to be a good football team this year, then he's got to be a guy that's leading that charge.
Andy Ludwig is back with the program as the OC. He was last with you at 2008 when actually one of your first hires, 2005, as your offensive coordinator. What do you expect the offense to look like under Andy?
Well, Andy is a proven commodity in this profession. He's somebody told me he's the longest tenured offensive coordinator in the country as far as years at the, you know, the Power 5 level. And so he's a guy that we're elated to have back. Didn't want him to leave the first time around, but he got an offer that was, you know, we were not a Pac-12 school. We were, you know, in a different league, and it was a different place and time for our budget and so forth, so we could not afford to keep him around. So he made the move he needed to for his family, but he's back now, and you know, I say he's the first coordinator I ever hired, and hopefully he's the last coordinator I've hired on offense, and so that would be ideal if we can finish out together.
Is that a little surreal, having him back, just because of how long of a gap there's been?
It has. You know, it's been 11 years now, 10 and a half, 11 years, and so, but we've kept in touch. You know, we've kept in touch throughout the years. Neither of us are big telephone guys that call up, you know, each other all the time, but we've maintained contact and certainly tracked his career, and I had an inkling. I always had an inkling that at some point we may get him back, and this year the circumstances lined up, and it's great to have him back.
Getting to your defense, you lose your four leading tacklers from a year ago. However, this defense, I heard you the other day, you're very impressed with the defensive line. You're very excited. This defense looks to be one of the top units of the country once again, right?
Well, we hope so. It all starts up front. We've got a terrific front. We're known for our D-line play, and this year could end up being the best, most talented group ever. I mean, there's certainly some big-time players there. Lecky Fotu and John Pennacini are two senior tackles. Bradley and I, our senior defensive end, if he has a big year, Bradley could be the all-time sack leader here at University of Utah. And then we got Max Dupai and Mika Tafua at the other end. And so, and then about six other underclassmen that we're very high on. So we feel like we're 10 or 11 deep there. And that's always a great starting point for a defense, is to be strong up front. In fact, you have to be. If you don't have a group of guys up front that can get it done at the line of scrimmage, it's really hard to be good on defense. And so those are the guys that are the focal point of the defense in that position group. Then we got two new linebackers, Francis Bernard and Devin Lloyd, to fill the big shoes of Chase Hansen and Cody Barton, who left us last year. Great senior linebackers, great leadership kids, and so those were big shoes to fill as well, but we think Francis and Devin will do the job. And we got a secondary with a lot of talent back there. Julian Blackman, Jalen Johnson. Jalen, a lot of people have him as one of the top two or three corners in the country this year, and he's just a junior. And then Julian, who made the move from corner to safety, and it was a great move for us. He's now back there playing center field and has great range and great ball skills. So hopefully, you know, put all that together, we could be pretty formidable. We'll see what happens.
High expectations this year for your program, and right now in the Pac-12, there's five teams in the top 25, three in the top 15. I know you want your kids to embrace high expectations because it's good to be in that conversation, but how do you try to get them to avoid reading too much into the hype just with how social media plays such a big role in society now?
Yeah, there's always that danger, and we, way back during spring ball, had an inclination that we were going to get some preseason hype and some accolades thrown our way. So we started having those conversations back then about blocking out the noise and just focusing on what we're doing and our process, our preparation process, and getting ready for the season, and them understanding that, you know, preseason hype is just that. It's just hype. I mean, there's no trophies or rings or anything awarded for preseason stuff. And so we, you know, we've got a group of guys that has seemed to really take that to heart. And this is as hard a working team as we've ever had. So if there is any of that getting caught up in the hype, it's not, you know, it doesn't seem to be detectable by me. But hopefully, you know, they're in their, you know, on their own time, not getting caught up in it as well. But my guess is that they're doing a good job of being able to block that out.
I know nothing's perfect at this stage of the season. I don't know if it ever gets perfect. But what do you think the biggest weakness is for this team this upcoming season?
Well, we certainly have some unanswered questions up front on the offensive line. We lost three very good senior offensive linemen, and so we're pretty youthful up front, and that's such a critical area. As you know, anyone that follows football closely knows that as the offensive line goes, typically so goes your offense, and so we've got to get that shored up. We made a lot of progress of that with that through fall camp, but we're still not completely sure about who. You know, who are the best five are going to be. You know, we've got six or seven guys in the mix there, so that'll be critical. Depth at linebacker, you know, the two guys that we got starting are outstanding players, but we're a little thin as far as the depth. It would be nice to have a couple more linebackers continue to develop and be to the point where they're ready to play. And then the special teams. You know, we lost two outstanding specialists in Mitch Wisnowski and Matt Gay, both drafted in the NFL, which was the first time, I think, since 1970-something, that two specialists from one team had gotten drafted. So those guys are really hard to replace. And so we got some young guys that are battling for those spots. The punter appears to be Ben Lennon, a freshman from Australia. This will be our third Australian punter in a row. We've had good luck with those guys. Then Andy Strau, new to us, but he's a senior grad transfer from UCLA, so first year in the program. So I guess he's not a young guy, but has not played here before. But so far through camp, he looks like he's the guy, and he'll be the guy taking the first kick on Thursday night.
Two more with Kyle Whittingham, the head coach of the Utah Utes on CBS Sports Radio. I know the Pac-12 was exploring the 9 a.m. kickoff Eastern time. They are going to defer that down the road, and they'll take a look back at it. Where do you stand on that conversation?
Love it. I'm a coach that loves to play as early as we can possibly play, and I've taken not an official scientific poll with the players, but the players I talk to, they're all in agreement. They'd rather get up and play right away rather than sit around all day and wait for a 8:15 kickoff. And so that would be our preference if, you know, we were able to do that. And I don't care if we did it every week, to be honest with you. I know that, you know, there's a lot of factors involved. You know, you got to make sure your fans are going to be, you know, okay with it and coming to the games and all that. But we've had, almost 10 years. I think this year will be 10 years of straight sellouts for 10 straight years.
Wow.
And it spans nearly 60 games. So we've got great support from our community. But just personally and the players I've talked to, like I said, it would be no problem at all. The sooner we get the ball in the air, the better.
And final one for you, Coach. BYU and Kalani Sitake, you know very well. They're the big matchup to open up the season on Thursday night. How do you preview this BYU team? Because I was very impressed with them a year ago when we had Kalani on the show after they did beat Wisconsin.
Yeah, well, first of all, Kalani and I are very close friends. I got a great deal of respect for him. He was our defensive coordinator here for a lot of years, did a phenomenal job, and was excited to see him get his opportunity to be a head coach, and I think he's doing a fine job. You know, every job has challenges, and I think he's doing a great job working through those, and he's a smart guy. He's passionate about what he does. And he has a great relationship and rapport with his players. And so I just wish him the best. And, you know, this game coming up, it's the first time we've played the rivalry game as the opener. So it's unique in that respect and something that we've never experienced before. And we just played them. What was it? Three games ago, you know, they were the last game of the regular season, and we had the Pac-12 championship game and then the bowl game. So we played them. This will be twice in the last four games. So that puts a different spin on it as well. You know, as far as not, usually it's a whole calendar year in between the games, but this came much sooner than the last time around.
Coach, good luck. We appreciate the time.
Okay, Zach, thanks for having me on. Appreciate you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.